And every once in a while here at the studio, we can capture lightning in a bottle. And I think that's what we've done right now. From Moscow through Los Angeles, the name of the band is Pompeia. Their latest album is called Dreamers. They've got a show on Saturday in Seal Beach. We'll talk about all of that and so much more. This is a great band. You're going to love them. Welcome to our Julie Lawton Studios here in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach. Laguna Beach, please welcome Pompeia. You know, sometimes you just feel it in your bones, man. The name of the band is Pompeia. They've got a show Saturday in Seal Beach. Their new album is called Dreamers. We're with Daniel, Dennis, and Dimitri. And that song, by the way, was called Power. And I want you to know that we knew they were going to be hot the moment they walked into the studio, man. This was a great little sound check, and it's sounding great right now. This next song is called Hot Summer July. Once again, Laguna Beach, please welcome into our studios, Pompeia.
Oh.
This band anymore. These guys are hot, dude. It's Pompeia from Moscow through Los Angeles. They just finished a tour of the United States. They're heading back to Europe here and for a European tour. We're going to talk to them. We're going to have them come in studios, as a matter of fact. Their new album is Dreamers. They've got one last show taking place in Seal Beach on Saturday. Let's hear the song called 90.
Ooh.
I told you we caught lightning in a bottle. Mornings with Ed Pompeia. In studio with Daniel, Dennis, and Dimitri. Man, you guys, thank you. First of all, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us. Glad to be here again. Man,
you guys sound amazing.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and early, too. It's hard to sound great in the morning, but you guys
did it. 2 hours drive. No sleep, almost.
All the way in from Los Angeles, man. Well, you did great, man. And our listeners are already popping for you. So the new album is called Dreamers.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about putting together the album.
This is the, for those who don't know, I mean, a lot of people probably don't know about the band. We already exist for more than 10 years, and this is our fourth album. And this is the only album that's been completely written, produced, recorded, and lived through in the United States. We did the demo sessions in New York and then in Los Angeles a few years before. And then we finalized everything in Los Angeles. Then we recorded the vocals at home, We worked with the people who helped with the lyrics, some nice people, and we finalized, we mixed in Los Angeles. So that's the whole thing about, and we thought that that could be a dreamers because we tried to live kind of different life, being a foreigner here,
right.
Tried to make the music. We tried to do some Americana into this album.
Right.
Probably you will hear it in songs like Nothing's Coming Back. And that's pretty much it.
Right. It sounds great. Now, the album before this was the best, right? Was that?
Well, the best songs from the videos. This is the, no, the other way around. We just released it in 2019.
Ooh.
And we ourselves released two LPs. We printed them ourselves.
Okay.
And we bring in them on tour, delivering them in any part, in any possible part of the world. We've been in China recently. We're planning to go to Europe. There's Germany, France, Eastern Europe, Spain.
Right. And they're going to love you, man. They're going to love you. I know you've already toured out there.
Yeah,
you've already toured Europe, and you've been here in the United States.
No, actually, this will be our first time that large, because we've been in and out. We've been for a week, maybe for a few shows, and that was long ago. It was the last time we've been in Europe in 2014, maybe. We've been in Spain.
How did you find each other? How did the band get together? How did you find each other? Did you guys
ICQ?
Good question. Yeah, I think this is that was internet connection in social media, but that was very 15 years ago.
That was longer than the band exists, yes.
Right. Yeah, and this time when social media like ICQ, if you remember.
Right,
that's Messenger.
Yes.
Or Quip.
Right.
Some chats. And we just chat each other and try to do something together and... Right, so now, here we are.
We knew about each other as local musicians,
right.
So that to start with. So we, when we put on the first rehearsal, we didn't met in person before,
right.
But we knew that these guys are cool musicians. I'm cool musician. So we knew about each other something.
Right.
So we didn't just randomly bumped into each other.
Right.
But basically, on the first rehearsal, we met.
Okay.
And we jammed, and we enjoyed how it sounds, and we decided, looks like we are the band, so let's just keep doing it.
And I'm glad you did. We're all glad you did. Now, the drummer is obviously the troublemaker in the band. Dimitri's the troublemaker.
What do you think?
He's a relevantly
new person. He's here from 2014,
right.
But it's already... a lot of time.
Yeah. How is the music scene different in Moscow than it is in Los Angeles? What's the biggest difference in the music scenes?
It's hard to say because I don't know what exactly do you mean. If you're talking about indie bands like us, it's one picture. But if we're talking in general, the music scene in Russia, in Moscow right now, is more of a rap music and mainstream music.
Okay.
It's obviously the same as in America.
Right.
So we love being here for the vibes,
right.
And we think that our music belongs here a little more than in Russia. But we have tons of fans in Russia. They love us. And I try to follow their comments in the social media, and most of the time they kind of tell in that our music are giving them pictures, imaginary about places like this,
right.
Like about beaches, all this coastal dream about that a lot of people are dreaming about.
Right, right. So when can we expect you back? You're leaving for Europe after the show in Seal Beach?
Definitely next year.
Okay.
Next year.
Let me tell everybody about...
No particular plans, but next year we're going to finish some more music and we will book more shows here. Hopefully we'll be back.
I would love to have you back. I want our listeners to be able to catch you at Humblemaker Coffee. Starts at 7 o'clock Saturday. That's in Seal Beach. It's right up the road, man. It's a perfect, beautiful drive up the coast. You got the beach on one side the whole way there. Humblemaker Coffee, 7 p.m. on Saturday. We can't wait to have you back.
And it's going to be our last show in the United States this summer. So I very welcome all of you.
Beautiful. How do we catch you? Where do we find your music? And where do we find your music online?
Just everywhere. Spotify, Pompeia, Instagram, Pompeia Music, YouTube, Pompeia Music, Facebook, Pompeia Music. Just Google.
And probably you can find a couple of vinyls in close vinyl store in Laguna Beach.
Yes, that's right. Hopefully, right after this, right after this, we are going together to drop off vinyl in Laguna Beach here. So once again, Daniel, Dennis, Dimitri, Pompeia, I can't wait to have you back in studio. Thanks for being with us today, guys.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.